A powerful windstorm struck the provincial capital of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa on Sunday, leaving at least 3 people dead, including a child, and injuring 12 others in various incidents across the city, authorities said. According to officials, 2 men were killed in the old vegetable market area when a large portion of an old tree collapsed. In a separate incident in Rano Garhi, a 6-year-old child died after a wall collapsed on him. Rescue officials reported that strong winds toppled trees, walls, and signboards at several locations across Peshawar, leading to injuries and property damage. The 2 men killed in the vegetable market were cousins who worked as vegetable vendors, officials confirmed. 3 people have lost their lives and at least 12 others have been injured in multiple weather-related incidents, Deputy Commissioner Peshawar Saleem Akram said. The afternoon storm followed a hot, sunny day. Dark clouds rolled in by evening, bringing light rain and intense winds that caused widespread disruption. Electricity supply across the city was heavily impacted. According to the Peshawar Electric Supply Company, PESCO, 110 feeders tripped and power lines were damaged in various areas, leaving parts of Peshawar without electricity for hours. Due to bad weather, electricity supply has been affected in Peshawar, Khyber, Swat, Mardan, Swabi, Abbottabad, and Mansehra circles, a PESCO spokesperson said, adding that several grid stations also tripped, but were restored promptly. Rescue teams shifted the injured from areas including Afghan Colony, Asad Anwar Colony, and Rano Garhi to nearby hospitals. In another incident, a tree fell near Begum Shahabuddin Girls' School, but no casualties were reported. Traffic on University Road was also disrupted after several signboards collapsed due to the storm. Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Chief Minister Ali Amin Gandapur expressed grief over the loss of lives and extended condolences to the bereaved families. "I am deeply saddened by the death of a child in Peshawar due to a wall collapse," he said in a statement. He also conveyed well wishes for the speedy recovery of those injured. The chief minister directed local authorities to provide immediate medical assistance to the injured and ensure relief for affected families. "The provincial government stands with the victims and will extend all possible support," he added.